早晨好。
相信大家都有个很好的圣诞节。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Lord, I thank you for your goodness to us.
亲爱的主，我们为你的美善感谢。
As we celebrated Christmas to remember your love.
当我们庆祝圣诞节来纪念你对我们爱的时候。
That you stepped into our broken world.
你来到我们这个破碎的世界。
Became one of us.
成为我们中的一员。
So that our lives could be transformed.
这样让我们的生命可以被改变，被更新。
Thank you for that gift.
谢谢你这样伟大的礼物。
Pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
We call the Jesus coming into our world and becoming human, we call the incarnation.
我们就是称主耶稣来到这个世间，成为我们中的一员，称为道成肉身。
John Calvin said he became one of us so that we could become like him.
约翰加尔文说，他成为我们中的一员，这样子可以让我们能够像他。
And I find that for many of us, we enjoy the first part of that more than the second part.
我们很多时候呢是更享受第一部分，而不是第二部分。
In other words, everyone likes Christmas.
就是每个人都很喜欢圣诞节。
I read yesterday from a man who is an agnostic.
昨天呢，我读到一个人，他这个作者呢，他是一个不可知论。
He doesn't believe in a God.
他不相信神。
But he said he loves the beauty of the Christmas story.
但是他很喜欢这个圣诞故事的美好。
So every year at Christmas, he reads Luke 2, the Christmas story.
所以每一年圣诞节的时候，他就去读路加福音第二章。
But his wife knows that he is an agnostic.
但是他的妻子知道他是一个不可知论者。
And so every year at Christmas, he takes his Bible into their bathroom.
所以每年到圣诞节的时候，这个太太就把这个人的这个圣经带到厕所。
And reads the Christmas story there, so his wife won't know.
所以呢，他就把他自己就把他的圣经呢带到厕所，所以他们太太就不知道他在读这个圣经里面的故事。因为太太也是个无神论者。
So he doesn't want his wife to find out that he's cheating.
所以他不想让太太知道说他在骗人。
But the Christmas story is beautiful.
但是这个圣诞的故事是一个很美的故事。
But even for many Christians.
即使对很多基督徒来讲
We love the idea of Jesus coming to earth and becoming one of us.
我们都很喜欢就是说哎呀主耶稣来到这个世间成为人成为我们中的一员
But we are much more skeptical about the second part of what Calvin said.
但是对于加尔文所说的第二点我们常常是比较怀疑的
That we can become like him.
我们可以像他
But that's why he came.
但是那就是他来的原因。
And so we're looking at how this happens.
我们来看这是如何发生的。
How God transforms us into the image of Christ.
神如何把我们更新转变成耶稣基督的形象。
As we are living the Christian life, we begin to see that this self-centeredness, this turning in on ourselves, limits our transformation into the image of Christ.
我们就是在我们成为基督徒之后，我们就看到我们这个自我中心，我们很容易倾向自己，这种限制了我们被转变成基督耶稣的形象。
We come to church, we hear a sermon, and we think, yes, I want to be more like Jesus.
我们到教会，我们听到讲道，我们就说，哎呀，我真的很想像耶稣。
And then we go home.
回家了。
And our desire for self-gratification,
我们那个自我满足的那种愿望
our desire for self-sufficiency,
我们想要就是说自负自满的那种意愿
maybe our tendency to self-pity,
或者是有那种自怜的倾向
our self-will, I want to be boss,
或者那种自我意志就是说我要做自己的主
All limits our ability to be transformed into His image.
这一切都限制了我们能够被转变成耶稣基督形象的这种能力。
And so I ended last time with the third of the truths that I'm looking at.
所以上次呢，我就讲到了我们那个真理的第三点真理。
Death to ourself is the necessary step to experiencing all that God has promised for us.
要经历神的丰富并过圣洁的生活，经历神所有的应许，下一步便是要致死老我。
I think all of you were here last week.
我想我们所有人在场的人上个星期都在。
I told you that term I don't like very much.
就是那个致死老我，对自己死我不太喜欢这个词语，这个术语这个词。
Because this idea of death to self has been misused so many times.
因为致死老我这个词已经被误用了很多次，就是在很多地方被误用。
Turned into some sort of bizarre, mystical, spiritual experience.
它把它变成了一种很奇怪的，好像很神秘的一种属灵的经验似的。
That the term really, to me, becomes I am afraid of using it.
所以这个词到最后我都有点害怕用这个词。
But it is a term that is used through Scripture.
但是致死老我这个词呢，在圣经中却是不断的。
That we must take up.Our cross.
就是我们要背起自己的十字架。
And when Jesus says that, he doesn't mean I want you to pin a little tie, a cross symbol on your tie.
当主耶稣这样说的时候，不是说哦，我要让你的这个你的领带上有一个十字架的这样一个记号，一个标志。
Everyone who heard him say that knew when he says take up your cross, he means do like a condemned criminal.Who they gave the crossbar to them, and they carried it to the place of death.
每个当场听到的这个听众都知道，这个背起十字架就意味着你就像一个已经被定罪的囚犯，你背起这个十字架的横梁，然后你去到那个刑庭场。
And so this morning, truth number four of what I'm going through.
所以我们今天要讲的第四点真理就是
dying to self means a complete surrender.Of myself to God,
就是致死老我对自己死，就意味着自己对神完全的降服。
Now, if you hear that, you might say, "Well, if that's what you meant, why did you use that term? That's kind of overly dramatic."
你可能有人就会问我，如果这个就是说自我对神完全的降服，你为什么要用那个致死老我？听的那个词好像挺吓人的。
But it's really not.
但是实际上不是。
Because for most of us, we are so in love with ourselves.
因为对我们很多人来讲，我们真的是很爱自己。
That taking ourselves out of first place feels an awful lot like death.
不把我们自己放在这个中心，放在第一位，对我们很多时候来讲，真的像死一样。
Let me say first what I don't mean by this term.
就致死老我这个词，我首先要来声明，我讲的不是
trying to get away with some of the misunderstandings.
所以我们先清除这些误解。
Some people think that to be completely surrendered to God, to have died to self, means that you are sad and gloomy and have this very spiritual look all the time.
有的人就觉得这个致死老我对神完全的降服，就意味着你天天就是。好像看上去很阴郁呀、啊，很难过。
Your voice becomes, you know, very soft and smooth.
然后你的声音呢都很柔和，很平缓。嗯。
You walk around with a little hunch.
然后你走路都是弯着腰。
And you never ever laugh.
你从来都不会笑。
That has nothing to do.With growing in the image of Christ,
那个和长成基督耶稣的形象没有任何关系。
I am convinced
我确信
that the happiest, most joyful person in all of Palestine was Jesus.
我确信在巴勒斯坦那个地区最喜乐、最开心的人就是耶稣。
When he said to someone,
当他对一个人讲说什么的时候。
You are too critical of other people.
他说你对这个人你太 太挑剔了。
You're trying to take a little speck out of their eye.
你看到别人眼中的刺。
And you have a 2x4 coming out of your head.
但是你有个二乘四尺的。
And so every time you get close enough to pull the speck, the 2x4 hits them in the side of the head.
但是你的眼中有个二乘四的那大木板，当你看到一个人眼中的刺，你想去帮助的时候，你那个板子就打到这个人脸上。
I'm sure the people who heard that laughed.
我想听到的人可能大家都会笑。
And I'm sure Jesus laughed.
我想耶稣也在笑。
He was a happy, joyful person.
他是一个幸福、开心、喜乐的人。
And one reason I know that.
我之所以知道，其中一个原因就在于
，Is it keeps telling us that sinners，
因为圣经告诉我们罪人
，drunkards，
那个醉酒的人
，people with all kinds of past， love to be with him，
就是各种各样不同背景、有各种这样过去的人都喜欢跟主耶稣在一起。
Now if I don't guess I have one， but if I take a big Bible with me，
如果我随身带着一本厚厚的圣经。
And I dress up in a suit.
然后我穿着西装。
And I frown.
然后我总是皱着眉头。
And look as holy as I can.
然后看上去我有，好像能有多圣洁就有多圣洁。
And I go to a bar and sit down.
然后我就去一个酒吧，我就坐下来。
And I start glaring around.
然后我就开始周围看看，注视一下。
No alcoholic comes and says, "You look like a happy person to talk to. I would just love to spend my night with evening with you."
那个醉酒的人不会说过来说，哦，你看上去是一个很开心的人，我今天晚上想跟你聊天。
No,
不会。
There was something joyful about Jesus that drew people to him.
在主耶稣身上有一种喜乐，就吸引众人来到他面前。
I have said to students at Hope Sound.
我对我在那个地方的学生说
，True holiness, to be holy, will always bring happiness.
我说真正的这个圣洁总是会带来喜乐。
And if your holiness does not bring happiness,
如果你的圣洁没有带来这种开心、这种的感、这种幸福
，your holiness is flawed in some way.
那说明你的圣洁在某方面是有瑕疵的，是有缺陷的。
Because the more my orientation turns out from myself to others, the happier I should be.
就是我的这个倾向，我的定位是越向外的话，我就应该越开心。
You think about the times in your life that you are serving others and you are giving.
你想想你生命中，你去帮助别人，你再给出去。
Those times.
你那个时候是很开心的，很高兴的。
You think about the most unhappy times in your life.
你再想想你生命中最不开心、最不开心的时刻。
And who was the center of your attention at those moments?
在那些最不高兴的时刻，谁是你注意力的中心呢
？Not others.
不是别人。而是自我。
You might have thought it was others.
你可能觉得是旁边的人。
Because you might have said something like this.
你可能会这么说。
I do so much for them.
我给他们为他们做了那么多。
And what?
你看。
They don't appreciate me.
他们却不感谢我，不感激我。
Who is the center of that sentence?
你在这句话里边，那谁是中心呢？
你。
我。
I sacrifice.
我牺牲了那么多。
And they don't even say thank you.
他们甚至连个谢谢都没说。
To who?
对谁说谢谢？对我说谢谢。
The unhappy times are when I'm not getting what I want.
这个你不开心、不高兴的时刻，就是我没有得到我想要得到的。
And so the more I am transformed into the image of Christ,
所以我越被改变、更新成耶稣基督的形象。
The more my attention goes away from me,
我的注意力越是从我自己挪开。
The happier I am,
我就越高兴、越开心。
The other thing that I think many people misunderstand about this selflessness.
很多人对这个无私、没有自我的这种误解就是
is they think that it means to think badly about ourselves.
这个就是他们以为这个就意味着把我自己想得很糟糕。
Oh, I'm such a humble person.
我是这么一个谦虚的人。
I'm no good.
我什么好处什么都不会。
I'm worthless. I can do nothing.
我没价值，我什么也做不好。
And we think that somehow that is being humble and holy.
我们不知道为什么有人觉得这个就是谦卑，这个就是圣洁。
This was not a nice thing to do.
这个这样做好像不太好。
But my wife and I had a friend not from Hope Sound or from Palm Beach.
我们夫妻两个有一位朋友，先声明一下，不是从我们这里，也不是从 Hope Sound 那边。
It is when we first married, and she was a wonderful, wonderful cook.
当我们刚结婚的时候呢，这位女士呢是一个非常好的厨师，特别会做饭。
But she had grown up with an idea that to be holy means to always think you are no good.
但是她的那个成长，不知道为什么她觉得说要成为圣洁，就是把你自己想的什么都不好。
So she would serve a wonderful meal.
所以呢，她会给你做一份大餐。
And then criticize each dish was bad.
然后她就开始自己批评自己做的每一道菜都不好。
So one day, just for fun.
所以有一天呢，就是好为了好玩。
We sat down to a wonderful meal.
然后我们就坐在他旁，坐在他做的那个桌上，有他做的一大堆好吃的。
I tasted the potatoes. Oh, too salty.
然后我就吃他做的那个土豆泥，我说哎呀太咸了。然后他就自己这样。
I ate some meat.
然后我又吃他做的那个肉。
Carolyn, I think you cooked this too long.
然后我就说。卡洛琳呢，我觉得你这个做的时间炖的太久了。
I was only able to do it a few minutes, and then I started laughing.
然后我就这么做了几分钟，我就忍不住了，我就开始笑。
She said, "Why would you do that?"
他就说你为什么要这样做呢
？I said, "I knew what you were going to say, so I said it first."
我说我知道你自己会说这个对这个菜会怎么说，所以我先替你说了。
And then she said,
然后他说
"But I don't mean it when I say it."
然后他说我这样说我自己菜做的不好，说我并不是。真的是那个意思。
You understand?
你了解吗
？We think that to be holy is to be falsely humble.
所以我们以为这个圣洁的就意味着就是这个假装的、虚假的，这个好像表现出来的很谦卑。
Romans 12 gives us a wonderful picture of this.
罗马书十二章给了我们一个很好的一个。
I've already read to you back in verse 1. We are to give ourselves as a living sacrifice.
我们以前已经读过第一节说把自己将身体献上当作活祭。
In verse 2 he says we're not to be conformed to this world.
第二节说不要效法这个世界。
We're not to let the world squeeze us into its mold.
我们不要让这个世界把我们挤压成这个世界的形状。
But we're to be transformed.
我们要被更新。
The world wants to make us into its image of what we should be.
这个世界想要把我们塑造成这个世界认为我们应该成为的形象。
Paul says, "No, we're to be transformed by a mind that thinks and sees the will of God."
保罗说，我们要被有一个这样一个心意呢，就是说能看到神，按照神的心意来改变的形象。
And then in verse 3, he begins.A whole section of showing us what that mind will look like.
在第三节，保罗就开始整个一篇就开始讲这样一个心意，这样一个像对象的神的这样一个心意，看起来是怎么样的。
And look at the first example he gives.
看他给我们的第一个例子。
By the grace of God, or by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think.
我凭着神所赐我的恩对你们个人说不要看自己过于所当看的
Now I grew up in a background that kind of took this idea that to be holy means to think you are worthless as kind of the model
我的成长背景呢就是说让你到最后觉得说如果圣洁呢就是意味着说你把自己想的呢就是没有价值这样的一个模式。
And so I heard some very good sermons on the first part of that verse.
所以我听到很好的这样一个讲到是这句的头半节。
Don't think of yourself too highly.
不要把你自己想得过高。
If you get an A in school,
如果你在学校里得了 A,
say, but it wasn't really a good A.
那也不是一个好的一个 A
That's kind of how I grew up here.
这是我成长的背景。
But Paul does something very special in this.
但是保罗在这里讲得很特别。
He says, don't think of yourself more highly than you should.
说不要看自己过于所当看的。
Think with sober judgment.
就是要照着要看的合乎中道。
And then he begins talking about spiritual gifts.
这个时候他就开始讲这个属灵的恩赐了。
Now, if he means,
如果他的意思，保罗的意思是
if you have given yourself as a sacrifice,
如果你把自己献上当作活祭的话
if you have been transformed into the image of Christ,
如果你被更新成耶稣基督的形象
you will think that you are nothing.
你是觉得你自己什么都不是。
If that's what he means,
如果这个是保罗所要表达的
then there's no use to talk about spiritual gifts.
那就不需要再讲属灵的恩赐啊
Right?
对不对
Because if I say, what is your spiritual gift? You will say, oh, I have none.
如果我问你什么是你的属灵的恩赐的话你觉得自己没有说我啥都没有
I am nobody.
我真的是什么人都不是
How does he do that?
保罗不是这样讲的
He says, to each of us is given gifts.
他说神造的我们每个人神给了我们恩赐
Find out what they are and use them.
你找到你的恩赐是什么
And if someone says, what's your spiritual gift?
如果有人问你你的恩赐是什么
It seems to me my gift is teaching.
我对我个人来讲我的恩赐是教导
Is there a place that you need me to serve as a teacher?
你有没有什么地方需要我做去服侍做一个老师这样来服侍
That's what it means when he says, think soberly about your gift.
这就是
Figure it out and use it.
这就是保罗说把你的恩赐看得合乎中道你找到你的恩赐你去用它
So to be holy does not mean a false humility
所以圣洁不意味着一个好像装出来这个虚假的谦卑
Instead it is the kind of simple person that Jesus was
这就是像主耶稣那样是一个简简单单的人
Neither proud nor false humility
就是既不是骄傲也不是说装出来的那种谦虚
Not trying to impress others with their giftedness
不是想要打动因为自己的恩赐自己的才华去打动别人
But not denying their gifts
也不会说去否认自己的恩赐
Just being real
就是很真实的一个人
Like Jesus
像耶稣那样
Who sees a need
他看到有需要
And says
他就说
I can fix that.
我可以来帮忙，我可以来解决。
That's giving ourselves, surrendering ourselves to God and letting Him work through us.
这就是对神降服，让他通过我们来做工，让他在我们生命中做工。
And then I've already said that this surrender is not necessarily a deeply emotional experience.
我也讲过这个。对神的这种降服不是一种很深的好像非常情绪化的一种经历
I grew up in the church and I'm very thankful I did
我成长的教会我非常的感谢
But there are dangers when you grow up in the church
但是呢你在教会里长大有时候也有危险
And one of those dangers is this
其中的一个危险就是
Someone comes and they speak
有人来讲道
And I grew up in a church that had some very emotional and dramatic speakers
我们那个教会的那个背景有时候有一些非常的这种很有这种情绪激昂非常会讲的
And so they come and they say when I became a Christian I did this and this and this and this and this
他们就说当我成为基督徒的时候我做了这个那个这个
To surrender to God I had to spend 40 days fasting
要对神降服我真的花了四十天进食
And if you're like me,
如果你像我
you sit there and you hear this,
你就坐在那儿，你就会听到神对。
And you think, oh, that's what I have to do.
如果你是像我这样的类型的人，你就听到说，哎呀，那就是我要做的。
But the problem is,
问题就在于
for me anyway,
对我不管怎么说
about 4 hours later, I got hungry.
过四个小时我就饿了。
And I have 39 days and 20 hours left to go.
我还有39天24小时的进食时间。
And I decided I just wasn't ever going to be holy.
我就觉得说，哎呦，肯定我永远也不会圣洁了。
You understand?
你了解吧。
It is very easy to try to make your experience match someone else's experience.
非常容易，就是非常想要让我们自己去复制另外 一个人的经历，我们也想有那样的经历，所以我们就去跟随他，想要去复制那样子的经历。
I've been reading through the Gospels.
我就通读那个四福音书。
And it struck me something that Jesus never said.
就突然好像灵光一现，我就发现说主耶稣从来没有说过。
He never said to someone.
他从来没有对一个人说。
If you want to follow me, if you want to be my disciple.
如果你想跟随我，如果你想做我的门徒。
Be like Peter.
你就像彼得。
He never said, if you want to be my disciple, be like John.
你他也从来没说，如果你想做我的门徒，你就像那个约翰或者马太。
If you want to be my disciple,
如果你想成为我的门徒
，follow me.
你跟随我。
You know, it's very dangerous for me to be at a church like Palm Beach.
对我来讲，在我们这个中礼堂教会，对我来讲有时候是很危
险的。We have all these engineers.
因为呢，我们有中间有很多工程师。
You are smart. You are scary to me.
你我真是有点看到你，我就有点害怕。
Because the only reason I passed science was teachers who felt sorry for me.
我之所以那个在自然科学方面呢，我能及格，就是一那个老师有点同情我。
Anyone that dumb is never going to get it, so let's just go ahead and pass him through.
老师说这么笨的人，那他肯定也学不会，所以就让他及格吧。
I'll never be like you.
我从来也永远也不会像你。
I'll never figure that.
我永远也没法把那些科学那些给搞清楚。没关系。
I'll never be.
永远也不会像妈咪。
I'll never even be able to use these equipment.
我可能永远也不会用这些现代的这些设备。
I'll never be like Pastor Chu.
我永远也不会说像许牧师。
I'll never be like President Stetler at Hope Sound.
我也不会像那个 Hope Sound 的那个 Stetler 校长。
I can only be like me.
我只能像我自己。
And here's the key.
和这个关键在于。
Like Jesus.
像耶稣，像基督。
You see, in other words, he doesn't say to them.
耶稣没有对他的门徒说。
Follow me.
跟随我。
And don't change anything. You're okay.
你什么都别改变，你没关系。他从来没有这样说。
But he also doesn't say, follow me and be like John or James or Peter or Matthew.
他也从来没有说你跟随我，但是你要像约翰、像雅各、像彼得、像马太。
He says, follow me. And become.
然后主耶稣说的是：“你跟随我，成为我的门徒。
”Become like me，
像我。
And to me, that is a wonderful, wonderful truth.
对我来讲，那是一个非常棒的一个真理。
Because what it means is, if you are a quiet, unemotional person，
如果你是那个不太情绪化。一个很安静的人。
As you follow Christ and you are more and more like Him,
你跟随耶稣基督，你越来越像他。
You will become what?
你会怎么样
？A quiet, unemotional person who is growing in the image of Christ.
你还是那个一个安静的、一个不太情绪化的、在耶稣基督形象上成长的人。
I don't think our brother David here.
我不觉得我们的这个陆弟兄。
Will ever be quite of the personality of our brother Richard.
就是那个大卫弟兄跟理查德弟兄两个人的这个个性永远也不会一样。
At least I hope not.
至少我希望他不会是一样。
Because I think we can only have one.
因为我们只能有一个。
And I don't think.
我不觉得。
That as Richard grows in the image of Christ.
就在理查德他这样越来越像耶稣基督的时候。
He will become very solemn.
他会变得非常的严肃，很安静。
Is that going to happen?
那个不会发生的。
I hope not.
我希望有。
Because I like to have someone respond.
因为我希望有人跟我有这样互动。
You understand?
你了解吗
？God works in who we are.
神是照着我们就是原来的样子在我们身上来工作。
Now as we go through this, we're going to see over the next few weeks. Sometimes he shaves some of the rough edges.
但是你知道，在这个过程中间，神会磨我们，把我们身上这些东西给磨掉。
Because some of us are too much like we are.
因为有些时候我们太像我们自己了。
We're abrasive. We hurt people with who we are.
我们这身上好像有东西，有这个棱角，老是会伤害到别人。
And so as he's transforming us, he says, "Now I want to change this in you.
所以当神在改变我们的时候，他就会说，我会在你身上想改变你这一点。
But he does not change us to where we no longer are who we are.
他不会把我们改变成我们都不是的那种人，就是整个的把我们这个人的这个个性品性全都改掉。
So what is this death to self?
所以这个对对自己死这个自死老我是什么意思呢？
Nancy DeMoss said, I think, let's see, is this it?
应该是那个迪南西说的。
Okay.
Next slide.
Thank you. That's what I did.
一会儿我也做了呀，怎么我做的就不工作？你做就行了呢。
I told you.
我告诉过你吗？我对这个技术不在行。
When I grow up, I want to be like you.
我要长大了，我想要像你。
Nancy DeMoss said, "Brokenness is the absolute shattering of my self-will."
这个有一位姐妹叫迪南西，她说，破碎即是自我意志的彻底粉碎。
An absolute surrender of my will to God.
对神意志的绝对降服。
Saying yes, Lord.
对神说是的，好的。
Period.
然后就是句号。
Not yes, Lord, but.
不是说好的神，但是。
Yes, Lord, but now you know my situation is unique.
好的神，但是你知道我的这个情况很特别呀，很独特。
Yes, Lord, but you don't really know my husband.
好的神，但是你。甚至你不了解我先生是怎么样的。
Yes, Lord. Period.
好的，神。句号。
No resistance, she said.
没有这个再有抵抗。
No chafing, no stubbornness.
没有这个就是这种好像在跟神讨价还价，也没有这种固执。
Submitting myself completely to His will for my life.
把我的意志完全的降服在他的意志之下。
The only way that happens.
那个唯一这些能够实现的途径就是。
The only way it can happen.
这唯一的他能够可能实现的情况就是。
Is if we have come to trust God's goodness for us.
只有我们真的是完全的相信神对我们生命中的这个美好，相信而且信靠神对我们是有美好的旨意的。
Over Christmas, as I have read about Mary,
这个圣诞节呢，我就在读玛利亚的故事。
Her prayer struck me a phrase that I had never really thought about before this year.
在今年之前，我从来没有被她玛利亚祷告的这个中间的一句说，我好像以前从来没有看到，这次非常的打动我。
You see, what the angel calls her to do is incredibly difficult.
你知道，当这个天使向他宣告他要做的那个是难以想象的困难。
How many people in Nazareth do you think believe her story?
你觉得在拉撒勒有多少人相信玛利亚的故事呢？
Zero.
没有人。
Nobody believed her story.
没有人。
About a virgin birth.
没有人相信这个童女怀孕，没有人相信玛利亚的话。
Joseph didn't believe her story until an angel appears and says, "Yeah, she's telling it right."
直到那个天使向那个约瑟在梦中显现，约瑟也没有相信玛利亚的话。
What he is asking her to do, the angel is asking her to do, is incredibly difficult.
因为这个天使告诉玛利亚的话是难以想象的困难。
And this year, as I read her story several times,
今年我又在读玛利亚的故事，我读了好几遍。
This is what struck me.
这个非常就是震动我的就是。
In Luke 1 is a song of praise that she sings.
在路加福音记载了玛利亚的一个她所向神的一个祷告。
And a phrase struck me.
就叫尊主圣这句。
He who is mighty has done great things for me.
那有全能的为我成就了大事。
Those two words are incredibly important.
那两个字对我来讲是。
You see, she knows all of it. What I have always looked at in this prayer, this song.
然后呢，他就往下边就继续的唱这首赞美诗，就是这个尊主圣里边的几。
He has scattered the proud.
然后玛利亚继续讲说。
He's brought down the mighty.
那狂傲的人被他赶散了。
He's exalted the humble.
他叫有权柄的施美，叫卑贱的升高，叫饥饿的得饱美食。
He's helped Israel.
叫富足的空手回去。
Our fathers,
他辅助了他的仆人以色列，帮助了我们的祖先。
All that's wonderful.
那一切都非常的，非常的好。
But all that is what he does for someone else.
但是那一切后边的五十节到后边都是他为别人所做的，神为别人所做的。
And I can read all day about what God did for someone else.
我可以整天都在读神为别人所做的。
And still be afraid to surrender my life completely to Him.
但是还是会害怕把自己的生命完全的降服交给神，降服于神。
Because I'm not them.
因为我不是他们。
And I don't know what He's going to do for me.
因为我不知道他会在我的生命中行怎样的事。
Mary is able to surrender to Him.
但是玛利亚可以对神全然的降服。
And we will be able to surrender.
我们也可以对神。全然的降服。
When we recognize He is good to me,
当我们真的是知道、认出、真的承认说神对我是好的。
Mary says He has done great things for me.
玛利亚说是神为我成就了大事。
We must understand that we are deeply loved by God.
我们要知道说我们被真的是被神深深的眷爱。
But because of self, we are twisted in our desires and in our way of thinking.
但是因为自我，我们在我们的我们的不管是心愿望方面，还是我们的思想方面，我们都已经被扭曲了。
And He loves us enough to do the difficult work of straightening us.Into what we're supposed to do.
但是神是如此的爱我们，所以他要做一个艰巨的工作，就是把我们好像把我们校正过来，把我们就是重新那个扭曲的给变过来，让我们成为我们应该的样子。
About 4 o'clock this morning, one of my former students, his wife had a baby.
今天凌晨四点，我以前的一个学生的太太生了一个孩子。
4 pounds, 6 o'clock. 4 pounds, 5 ounces.
4磅5盎司。
This is an amazing baby.
这是一个神奇的婴孩。
And here is why.
为什么呢？病人。
His wife was pregnant with twins.
这个太太呢，她怀孕呢是本来是双胞胎。
One of the twins died.
但是在妈妈肚子里有一个 baby 就死，有一个那个双胞胎，其中一个就死了。
And they really gave up hope for the second.
所以他们。
B they called him.
他们说第二个。第二个那个双胞胎的第二个他们叫 B 婴孩，他们觉得可能也活不下来了。
Baby B now has a name Ethan.
他们现在这个刚出生的小孩的名字叫 Ethan.
But I talked to David, Ethan's dad, a couple weeks ago.
几个星期以前呢，我跟这个刚出生的小孩 Ethan 的爸爸大卫就是讲话。
And he said the doctors gave up on our baby.
他说这个医生已经放弃了。
He said, one doctor.
但是其中呢，有一位医生
said to my wife,
对我太太说
I think I can save your second baby.
我觉得我可以救，就是让你的第二个小，就是那个妈妈双胞胎中间的另外一个能活下来，能救他。
If you do what I tell you to do.
如果你就跟随我所说的，照着去做的话。
The mother, Emily.
这个妈妈叫艾米丽。
Has been in the hospital down here in Wellington.
妈妈就在这个 Wellington 的这个医院
for 9 weeks
在那儿待了九个星期
9 weeks
九个星期
their family they have 3 other children they have gone through a terrible time
他们前面还有三个孩子他们经历了一段非常艰难的时期
and I said to David
我就对爸爸这个爸爸说
because he was talking to me and sharing some of the struggle he has gone through and their children
然后呢，他是挺爱讲话的，他就跟我分享他和这个孩子他们所经历的这个很艰难的时光。
And I said, is it worth it?
我就问他，我说你觉得这一切值得吗？
And he said, yes.
他说是的。
One doctor gave us some hope.
有一位医生给了我们一些盼望。
He said, our other doctor said, go home. You're going to lose the baby. Don't worry. There's nothing we can do.
然后另外的医生就说，回家吧，反正我们也做不了什么，你这个孩子也活不下来。
But one doctor said,
但是有一位医生说，
this is going to be hard.
这个会很难。
The baby was born at 6 o'clock this morning.
这个小孩今天早晨6点出生的。
As soon as they can today, they're going to take the baby to Miami.
只要条件一具备，马上把这个孩子送到迈阿密的儿童医院。
To do a serious heart surgery.
做一系列的这个心脏手术。
But the more this morning, that dad was so excited.
但是今天早上这个爸爸好兴奋。
They said our baby is going to be okay.
他们说我的孩子没问题。
Here's my point.
但是我要讲的就是
，That doctor did not say to them.
这个医生没有对他们说
，You're really in a mess.
你现在情况是一团糟。
And it would be really difficult to fix it.
要把解决这一切问题呢，真的很困难。
So let's just leave it the way it is.
所以呢，就这样吧。
The doctor said, one doctor.
只有一位医生说，你现在是情况一团糟。
And fix it is going to be painful and costly.
你要把这一切给修复过来呢，是很痛苦的，也是代价很高昂的。
But if you're willing to let me,
但如果你允许我
，I'll carry you through this path.
我会带领你走过这一段。
I've been thinking since I talked to David a couple weeks ago about this.
就是一两个星期前，我跟这个爸爸讲谈过。
It seems to me that God says to us.
好像神就对我们说。
I love you deeply.
我深深的爱你，非常的爱你。
But ever since the day you were born, you have lived with self at the center.
但是自从你出生的那一刻起，你活的就是你的自我，就在你世界的中心。
And you have gotten yourself.In a mess.
你把你自己带到了一团，最后弄了一团糟。
But I love you too much to leave you where you are.
但是我如此的爱你，我就不想把你留在你原来的状态之中。
So this is going to hurt.
所以呢，这个会很痛。
But I'm going to twist.
我会就是这样的扭。
I'm going to make changes.
我就会就是改你。
And some of them will hurt.
有些地方是很痛的。
But I am making you into the person I created you to be.
但是我会把你塑造成我本来是创造你就要成为的样子。
Because I love you too much to leave you the way you are.
因为我如此的爱你，所以我不想把你留在你原来的状态之中。
There is a picture of this that I want you to see in Genesis 22.
我想让大家看到的就是。在创世纪第22章。
And it's a difficult picture.
这是一个很困难的一个图片。
You see, to be holy is to be whole, complete.
就是圣洁就是完全就是全备。
To be made back to what he intended us to be.
就是成为他本来要让我们成为的样式。
To be whole. And that will not happen.
那个不会发生。
Without a complete surrender of ourselves to God's call.
就是如果我们不是完全的对神来降服，那一切都不会发生。
And it seems to me we get a picture of that in the life of Abraham.
那个在亚伯拉罕的这个生命中发生了。I can view my iPad.
A story that, honestly, I don't like.
坦白的讲，我不喜欢的一个故事。
And if you do like it, maybe there's something wrong with it.
如果你喜欢这个故事的话，可能有什么不对头。
Because it's a miserable story.
因为那是一个挺糟糕的故事，好像。
Abraham has followed God.
亚伯拉罕跟随神。
He has followed God from his home in Ur to Canaan.
他跟随从他的这个家乡这个乌尔一直到了迦南地跟随神。
And now God calls him to the most difficult sacrifice I can imagine.
然后神现在呼召他做一个我没法想象的，我想我能知道的这个最艰难的一个一个牺牲。
Thank you. It makes me so happy when you professionals have trouble with this machine.
然后我看到我搞不好，然后这个专家也搞不好，让我觉得好一点。
Makes me feel better that you know it's not just me.
知道不单单是我。
At least now I can know. Wow, you couldn't fix it either. That makes me feel better.
知道我知道现在麦卡特也他也弄不好了。
You got further than I did.
你比我弄好。
The way Genesis tells this story is important.
这个创世纪来描述这个故事的这个方式是很很重要的。
This is the words that God says to Abraham.
这是神对亚伯拉罕说的。
Take your son.
他说，带着你的儿子。
Your only son Isaac.
就是你独生的儿子以撒。
The son who you love.
你所爱的。
I want you to hear those that how he says it.
你来听这个神是怎么来讲的，怎么描述的
？Because it seems rather redundant, doesn't it?
你听上去好像有点重复，对不对
？Just take your son Isaac.
就带上你的儿子以撒。
Take your son.
带上你的儿子。
Your only son.
你独生的儿子。
The son you love.
你所爱的儿子。
Take him to the mountain, or I will show you.
你把他往摩利亚去。到我在我所要指示你的山上
offer him as a sacrifice.
把他献为燔祭
Abraham takes Isaac
然后亚伯拉罕就带着以撒
puts him, binds him on the altar
然后把他捆好放在这个把他在祭坛上把他捆好
and raises the knife
然后就举起刀
Now when we preach this story or teach this story
当我们就是讲到这个故事或者是教导这个故事的时候
when we read this story
或者当我们读这个故事的时候
we know how it's going to end
我们知道这个结尾是什么就是最后结局是什么
and that's the only reason it doesn't bother us even more than it does
所以呢好像因为我们知道最后的结局嘛所以好像也不太干扰我们
we say it's okay
我们知道哎没关系的
he's going to send a ram
然后神就会差遣，会送一只公羊。
And that is true.
的确是那样。
But for Abraham,
但是对亚伯拉罕来讲
，It says he believed that God could raise his son from the dead.
他相信神会把他儿子从死里复活。
And that's wonderful. But let me ask you a question.
那很棒，但是我问大家一个问题。
Any dads here?
有没有我们中间有没有做爸爸的
？Any dads who love your kids?
你爸爸是不是爱你的儿子？
Can you imagine? That's important.
能想象你很
looking into the eyes of Isaac.
看着这个以撒的眼睛
As he tells Isaac, what God has said to him.
然后他告诉以撒神对亚伯拉罕所说的话
It seems to me that as Abraham raises that knife,
当亚伯拉罕举起刀的时候
someone dies.
已经有一个人死了。
And it's not Isaac.
那不是以撒。
It's Abraham.
那是亚伯拉罕。
You understand what I mean?
你了解我的意思吗
？There is absolutely an unbearable tragedy in that story.
在这个
hurt，
在这个故事里面有这种难以想象的、没法忍受的这样的一个伤，就是这种痛和这种。你想象不出来的这种伤害，这种痛。
But here's what I want you to hear.
但是我想让你听到的是
，God says to Abraham.
神对亚伯拉罕说
，Through the angel.
就是通过天使在。
Do not lay your hand on the boy.
所以你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可
害他。You have not withheld your son.
因为你没有将你的儿子
，Your only son.
就是你独生的儿子。
From me.
留下来不给我
Isaac, your son, your only son.
以撒，你的儿子，你独生的儿子。
The son who you love.
是你所爱的儿子。
The center of your affections.
是你这个喜爱的，你爱的这个中心。
You've given him to me.
你把他给了我。
Now here's why I say Abraham is the one who died.
为什么我说这里我就要讲为什么我觉得是亚伯拉罕死了
You remember back in Genesis 12?
你记不记得在创世纪第十二章
I'm going to make you a great nation
我必叫你成为大国
And who is the son that is going to fulfill that promise?
谁是那个成就这个预言的这个应许的人儿子呢？
Isaac.
那就是
Isaac is the center of Abraham's affections.
亚伯拉以撒是亚伯拉罕所爱的中心，他的这个所有的情绪，他的喜爱都在这个以撒身上。
Your son.
你的儿子
Your only son,
你独生的儿子
the son you love,
是你所爱的这个儿子
you,
你
because it's the son that holds all of your dreams for the future.
这是你带着你所有的梦想的所有的梦想理想的儿子
And God says to Abraham,
神对亚伯拉罕说
You have to surrender you to me.
你必须要把你自己对我降服要完全降服于我
Before you can be what I want you to be.
这样子在让我让你能够成为我所要让你成为的这个人之前，你必须要把你自己完全的降服于我。
Now let me tell you why that story is so painful to me.
让我来告诉你为什么这个故事对我来讲是觉得这么的痛苦，令这么的心痛。
I can pass off the sacrifice part.
我可以跳过这个献祭的部分。
I can say, well, that was a different culture, and it was.
我会说，哦，那个是一个不同的文化背景，的确也是。
I can say, you know, they did things differently back then, and other people, other gods had sacrifices.
我说那个时候也有别的神，别的假神，别的偶像，他们有他们的献祭。
But then I come to Romans 12.
但是我到了罗马书第十二章。
And God says.
但是神说。
In the New
Testament. 在新约里。
To me.
对我。对你对我说
I appeal to you therefore brothers by the mercies of God
他说弟兄们我凭着神的慈悲劝你们
to present your bodies
将身体献上
yourself
你自己你的
you
是你
the only you
这个唯一的你
the you that you love
是那个你所爱的自己你的自我
as a living
当作活祭。
In other words,
换句话说
when I get to the book of Matthew, things don't suddenly get easy.
我到了马太福音，并不是说一切都突然就变得容易了。
He demands this of us.
他就还是对我们要求这些。
To say,
要求我们说
God,
神啊
I am lifting the knife.
我把这个刀举起来。
My life.
我的生命
My goals
我的目标
My dreams
我的梦想
My health
我的健康
My marriage
我的婚姻
My whatever
不管是我的什么
is no longer mine
不再是我的
but yours
而是你的
Do with me whatever you choose
你不管选择什么你就那样去做吧
It is easy to sing. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord.
我们很容易唱，就说神啊，你差遣我去哪里，
我
就去哪里。
I'll do what you want me to do, dear Lord.
亲爱的主，你让我做什么，我就做什么。
That's easy to sing as long as I don't think He actually is going to ask me to do anything I don't want to do.
那个唱起来是很容易，只要是我觉得他不会让我去做我不喜欢的事儿。
That is what God is wanting to cleanse us when we surrender. We surrender.
当我们向神降服的时候，那就是神要洁净我们的。
Now, I must finish with this today.
我今天最后一定要把这条给讲完。
The key to Abraham's story.
对亚伯拉罕这个故事的这个关键这个要诀就是。
The key to Romans 12.
对罗马书十二章的这个秘诀就是。
And the key to us.
这个对我们的秘诀就是。
Is this phrase.
是这个词。
I appeal to you by the mercies of God.
我以神的慈悲劝你们。
In other words,
换句话说
this is a good God, a merciful God that you are surrendering.
这是一位美好的神，是一位怜悯慈悲的神。这是这样的一位神，你向他降服。
I was on a train in Taiwan.
我在台湾坐那个火车。
And My translator was, we were heading somewhere to speak.
我们那火车晚点了。
And I had been teaching on this topic.
然后我就是要讲这个主题。
My translator said, You know, while I translate, I've been listening to you.
我的翻译就说，当我翻译的时候，我就听你讲。
I thought, well, that's good.
说，那你们好了，起码你要听我。
You know, I like if the translator actually knows what I'm saying.
我当然喜欢那个翻译知道我所讲的。
Yeah, no, I've really been listening.
但是我真的是在听你。
I can't do it.
但是我做不到。
I can't surrender the way you are talking.
我没有办法像你所讲的那样的去降服，去。
And I said, why?
我说为什么？
And this is what she said to me.
这是她对我说的。
If I surrender,
如果我降服了，
God will take whatever I love.
神就会把我不管我喜欢的什么，神把那些东西都给挪去，都给拿走。
And I sat there thinking about that on the train.
我就坐在火车上，我就想他的这个问题，他所说的。
And I realized that for many of us, that is the area of our struggle.
我就意识到，对我们很多人来讲，那个就是我们挣扎的这个方面。
Deep inside, we don't actually think that God is a good God for me.
我们在我们内心深处，我们不觉得神对我个人是一位美好的神，对我会好。我们觉得
that he's going to make me miserable.
我们觉得神会让我的生活很悲惨，很难受。
I've seen this with many people.
我觉得看到这个，我在很多人身上看到。
A student who is a very good pianist.
我有一位学生，钢琴弹得很好。
Who said, "I'm afraid that if I really surrender my life to God, He'll never let me play the piano."
他说，我觉得如果我真的对我生命完全降服于神，他就不会再让我弹钢琴了。
I said, "Who gave you that ability to play?"
我说，谁给你这种能力，让你能弹这么好呢？
God,
神。
Then do you think?
然后他就想
that He's going to dangle it out there.
你觉得神就会把那个礼物就在那儿给你吊在你跟前晃晃晃？
And then yank it away.
然后呢，让你看到了很好的东西，然后突然又把它给挪走吗？
What He will take away from us.
他从我们生命中所挪去的，所拿走的。
Is only what is not for our good.
他从我们生命中所拿走的东西，其实都是对我们是不好的。
Do you really believe that?
你真的相信吗？
Do you really believe that? For you.
你真的相信对你个人来讲。
It's easy for me to believe it for John Saul.
我就觉得说这给宋尚杰。
You know, from what I read about in a book.
我就读到宋尚杰，我对宋尚杰来讲，这个为宋尚杰来相信很容易。
But the only way I will live a life of daily surrender.
我唯一能够过一个每日对神降服的生活的观念就在于。
The only way that Abraham could walk with Isaac to Mount Moriah.
亚伯拉罕唯一能够说带着那个以撒到了亚摩利山顶的这个秘诀就在于。
The only way.
方式就是这唯一的道路方式。
Mary could say.
唯一的能够让玛利亚说。
I am your servant.
我是你的使女。
Do according to.
情愿照着的主的话成就在我身上。
The only way Paul can say, "I beseech you by the mercies of God to give yourselves as a sacrifice."
保罗唯一能够说我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭的原因就在于。
And the only way that you and I,
唯一你能够你和我能够说
genuinely,
可以真诚的真心实意的说。
Surrender everything in our life to God.
把我们生活中、生命中的每一件事情都降服于神的。
The only way that's possible.
唯一的这种可能性就是唯一的方式、唯一的道路就是。
Truly believe.
是我们真正的来相，是我们心内心真的相信。
He is good, and he wants good for me.
他为了我，真是对着我。他是好的，神是美善的，他也想要最好，在我生命中最好的，只有我们真心相信这一点。
And so next week I'm going to talk about the role of faith and trust in this.
所以下个星期我们来看，在这一切中间，这个信心和信靠的这个功用，这个角色。
But this week, as you think about God's calling in your life,
但是这个星期当你来。思想神在你生命中的呼召的时候
Realize he is a good God.
你想到真的是认识到神是一位美善的神
For you.
他是慈爱的神，是对你。
I did not say he is an easy God.
我没有说神是一个很容易的神。
I did not say he is doing what will make me comfortable.
我没有说神会做一些事情让你非常的舒服。
But he is doing what is good.
但是他是在你生命中成就这个美美善的美好的事物。
For me.
为我。也是为你成就这个美好的。让我们一起来祷告。
God, it is hard to surrender our lives to you completely.
主啊，真的是把我们的生命完全的降服在你手中是不容易的。
We're afraid that you will ask too much.
我们就害怕你会要求太多。
We're afraid it'll be too hard.
我们会害怕那个会太难。
God, this week would you show us your goodness?
主啊，求你这个星期向我们展现你的美好慈爱。
Would you show us that? You are a God that we can trust with everything.
求你真的是让我们，你显示我们是可以把每样事情来信靠你的神。
Abraham had to learn that he could trust you with Isaac.
亚伯拉罕要学习，他可以真的在以撒的事上来信靠你。
Mary had to learn that she could trust you with her reputation.
玛利亚要学习她的名声，她可以相信你。可以把他的名声放在你的手上来信靠你。
Paul had to learn that he could trust you with his career and his dreams and ambitions.
保罗可以相信他可以把他的梦想、把他的抱负、把他的一切都这一切都来信靠你。
Would you help us to trust you in every area?
帮助我们在生活的每一个方面、生命中的每一个方面都来信靠你。
For some of us, we have to trust you with our careers.
有的人，我们要把自己的事业来放在你的手上，来信靠你。
Our families,
我们的家庭。
Our health,
我们的健康。
Our future, our dreams,
我们的未来，我们的梦想。
Help us to see that you're a good God.
帮助我们真的能看到你是美善的神，你是美好的神。
We can trust you to do what is best for us.
你真的是能够相信你，信靠你，你会在我们生命中成就最美好的。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣宝贵的名，阿门。
Thank you and see you next week.
谢谢大家，下周见。